Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 9th of October, recording at 9:11 p.m. And yes, it's still British summertime. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. And mostly it's another so-called risk-off day, to use the banality. Now, the Asian markets were mostly lower, although Hong Kong, Australia, and particularly the China A shares were clear exceptions. Europe slipped here, not as much as yesterday, but down across the boards. Smallest decline probably the Swiss market, which was only down 0.1%. In the Americas, Mexico still trading. It's bucking the trend here a little bit, but Wall Street had declines of 1% for the S&P, 1.5% for the NASDAQ. Long-dated government bond prices seesawed a little bit, but actually then closed with small declines here. And the U.S. dollar index is stronger, back above 80 once again. But most of that's against the euro, which fell back to 128.77, and also sterling, which is just below the 160 level as I speak. The industrial metals were all lower in here today. And actually, I tell a lie, that was true on the LME, but I noticed that copper is up 5 cents here on after hours trading. And crude oil, this is interesting, we had a bit of a jump, nearly $3 here, taking the Brent up to 114, nearly 114 and a half, and we have the WTI up just over $3. It's up to 92.37. More on those in a moment. Precious metals were weaker in here today, with the exception of palladium, which is just up a fraction. They're not down a whole lot, but silver's currently down 10 cents. Gold has fallen over $10, actually 11. It's down to 1,764. And platinum down 6 to 1,692 and change. And those are the main highlights. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets, as you know, had mostly been on a roll, carrying up from, well, starting really with Wall Street's upward dynamics in early June, and it then went into a steady uptrend characterized by higher reaction lows and, of course, a number of higher highs. And it still has those higher reaction lows, although they're about to be tested in here, I feel. If I go back to Asia for a moment, China was interesting because, you know, it was closed last week. The week before that, China had very big upward dynamics right off lows, it must be said. But on the Thursday and Friday of the week before last week it was closed, and eagerly awaited, at least by me, was yesterday's opening. Well, it was down 11 points, but it was up over 40 in here today. And so 3 out of 4 trading days we've seen these big upward dynamics on China. And that's interesting because now a break in the progression of lower rally highs is in sight. Now, this has been a little bit like waiting for Godot, because there have been a number of false sightings here of an improvement in the overall outlook, but this certainly looks promising, not least because it's accompanied by more stimulus measures. And there's still plenty of uncertainty around until the handover to the new decennial group of leaders is completed. But at least they're no longer disappearing or dying and or having their relatives die in car crashes and or being arrested on or having their spouses arrested on murder charges, all of which is true. I do not exaggerate, as you know. So that's created a certain amount of uncertainty, but the stock market may well be anticipating, I believe it is anticipating, more stimulative measures, and it has already had a reasonable number of them. And if China is going from serial underperformer to serial outperformer, that would exert an influence on other markets. Not least some of the ASEAN stock markets, which have been very firm anyway, and also on the cyclically out of favor mining shares. Now, India was down again today. It had a sharpish reaction yesterday. And again today, and the problem, you might remember on Friday, there was that meltdown, that very brief but frightening flash crash in the Nifty 50 index. And that's, of course, just the sort of thing that undermines investor confidence. And so we've seen it come down again here today. My feeling is that flash crashes are indeed alarming, and it's a problem that needs to be addressed more aggressively and more competently by regulators. But I think the much bigger Indian story here, unquestionably, is the fact that the Prime Minister is now charging ahead with some very essential modernization reforms. And that has been reflected up until the flash crash. That was reflected by the stock market, and I think it will again over the medium term. But India's flash crash has also coincided with what is a reaction generally that we are seeing in stock markets, and that may go on for a little longer. Now, the setbacks are not significant, as a matter of fact, so far here, but I think we'll see. I would be surprised if we don't see a bit more selling pressure. Europe's gains were explosive. They were really started in July when ECB President Mario Draghi clearly and emphatically stepped forward against some opposition within the region, but step forward as the lender of last resort, which is, of course, what a central bank should actually be. And that led to an almighty amount of short covering and bargain hunting. And so Europe was entitled to a pullback and consolidation of several weeks, and I think that's what it's actually getting. And then it may well see some additional sponsorship because the situation is becoming less grim, and the way to express that is that it, and the other way to express that, a more preferable one, is that it's becoming more positive. So we're going from glass three quarters empty to perhaps a glass a quarter empty, a quarter full. Okay, now on Wall Street, the talisman share Apple, which had had such a stunning performance last month, got up over $700 to $705, the most highly valued share in the history of the planet. But that was overbought up above that $700 level, as was pointed out at the time by us. And it yesterday I mentioned that it had broken beneath a little bit of lateral trading at that 650 level. Now, Apple from that high late last month to the intraday low here today had fallen 11.5%. It closed up off that low, but down 11.5%. So that obviously has been a drag on the NASDAQ index, which is down nearly 5%. And it's had been a drag on the US markets here generally. And I will be a bit cautious until I see Apple next put together some upward dynamics, because I think as a bellwether here, it's going to play an important role for a while, for a while. Now, my best guess, what I've been saying for at least a couple of weeks now, is that we were overdue for a pullback and ranging consolidation phase. The trouble is, in this era of algorithmic high-frequency trading, we get the banality of risk on or risk off. So, in other words, the level of correlation is so high that most things go up together and fall together, and that includes precious metals with moving in line with Wall Street more often than not. Now, we always had some correlations in markets, but they were often a movable feast, and we've never had them as persistent as we do now in this era of the high-frequency algorithmic trading, which is another reason for curbing those activities, although not as important as the flash crashes that they cause or help to cause. So there's a risk that we get a bigger reaction. In other words, it morphs into a correction. Well, that's, I would say, is what we've already seen with Apple. And we can't say that it's over yet. But before anybody becomes too frightened about all of this, I would describe most of that as volatility. Yes, I have said that in doing so well that stock markets created some valuation expansion in excess of the what the fundamentals would justify, because we still have a slowing global economy, and therefore we're still getting some earnings downgrades taking place. In other words, targets for earnings have been lowered progressively over the last 2 quarters and counting. So, it may be a while here before the stock markets start picking up again, although I think there's a reasonable chance that we may see that before the end of the year. We will see. Meanwhile, I'd be a little bit cautious, but if we get a bigger setback, that would create another buying opportunity in favored fuller money themes such as autonomies and dividend aristocrats. And if China is going contra trend by performing in here, I would certainly list the leading miners as those opportunities. There are certainly opportunities at today's valuations, in my opinion. And I think that the rally in crude, well, I hadn't mentioned it in my introduction, but the main cause of that in storyline, and I think this is, I don't think there's anything else, but Turkey has evidently moved a number of military tanks up to the border with Syria, not surprisingly. And that spooked the market here a little bit. On fundamentals, I think there's every reason for crude oil to go back down again, but anytime there are increasing tensions in the Middle East and supply fears, the market gets twitchy here overall. Now, precious metals against the background of today's sell-off held up tolerably well. Hopefully that remains to be the case. But they were already in a consolidation and reaction phase. And I think that's going to continue here for a little longer. But here also, here particularly, I'm optimistic that we will see further strength well before year end. And on that note, all the best to all of you.